Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. What was one of the most rebellious things you did just back, probably back in high school? Just, you know, you're just trying to be who you are, live on the edge a little bit. My neighbor back in high school, he had this foot-high blue mohawk, spiked dog collar thing going on with a padlock that he wore around his neck. Totally not allowed at school. I got my nose pierced, and I remember being so afraid of my parents seeing it. I had it on the right side, and so I would always just try to talk to them with like a profile view so they could only see the left side of my face. That worked for like 2 days. And tattoos are so commonplace. 80s, 90s, you couldn't get a job if your tattoo was showing. You had to wear like a long sleeve, cover it up, especially if you had an office job. It's like anything to bend the rules. And now we're so far on the other end of things, almost like the rule is to not follow the rules. And if you follow the rules, then you're breaking the rule. Are you with me? Why do we have rules? And why do we try to break them? Now, what's really interesting about rules, while they can be great for creating order and all that kind of stuff, it's funny how it actually exposes my sin and my rebellion. Because the second you put a line in, like so many people were tempted to cross it. If you tell me I have to go right, I want to go left. If you tell me I have to sleep, I want to stay up. So much of the rule is about how we respond. Now, Christ gives us some really good ways to live, that he calls us to live. They're not rules forced upon us, but sometimes we'll view them that way. And so that's my question. What is our reaction to living Christ's way? Are we rebelling against it, or are we moving closer to him? Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely, and now let's go live Insight Out.